Veliko smo že poročali o 45. obletnici kluba Trigla v Sidneju, 25. obletnici slovenske neodvisnosti in o priznanju Slovenca leta v New South Walesu, ki je vsako leto v prostorih kluba Trigla. Letos je to bilo v nedeljo 12. junija in smo o tem že veliko poročali. Pogovori z večina dobitnikov letošnjih priznanj, ki sem jih posnel po proslavi, boste sedaj slišali. Pogovarjal se bom z gospodom Emilijanom Kukovcem, ki je prejel posebno priznanje Slovenije za dolgoletno in nesebično delo med slovensko skupnostjo, Danica Šajn in Danica Grežel, Hilda Širec, Marija Ritlop in Walter Schuber. Marija Rudolf in Tone Konda sta prav tako prijela priznanja, ampak sta že odšla domov, preden sem imel priložnost imeti pogovor z njima. Gotovo se bosta oglasila v eni izmed prihodnih oddaj. Nadaljujemo sedaj z današnjo slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS. Med uradnim delom proslave v klubu Triglav, ki je bilo v nedeljo 12. junija, je gospod Emilijan Kukovec prejel priznanje za svoje požrtvovalno delo v klubu Triglav, kot tudi drugot v slovenski skupnosti od urada za Slovence po svetu. Poslušajmo najprej kratek pogovor z vedno prijaznim gospodom Kukovcem, ki nam bo čustveno povedal svoje najlepše spomine kot dolgoletni in aktiven član kluba Triglav. Gospod Kukovec, najprej iskrene čestitke za to priznanje in hvala, da ste se nam tudi pridružili na radiju, da nekaj več izvemo o vašem življenju. Dobar dan.
Dobar dan, hvala lepa.
Kdo ste, gospod Kukovec, za naše poslušalce, ki niso bili tukaj prisotni danes na Triglavo?
Kot ste omenil, jaz, moje ime je Emilijan Kukovec, Štajerec.
Od kod doma?
Slovenski Goric, kraj Lenard, Slovenski Gorica, ja. Dolgoletni član, začetnik tega našega doma.
Tudi predsednik nekaj let?
Ja, 4-5 krat, ne vem koliko krat, ampak v resnici par krat.
Kaj so vaši prvi spomini, ko si je ta klub začel pred 45 leti?
Ne bom nikdaj pozabil. Prvo organizacijo, ko smo organizirali, je prišlo tam dva moška, eden z, po našem rečeno, šajtrgo, en drugi pa z lopato in so fanti rekli, mi smo prišli, da odnesemo rabiš od tukaj. Jaz sem se malo začudil, sem rekel, rabiš, a mi tu pri nas nimamo, ampak gradimo pa slovenski dom. In poznaje seveda smo prenajdli, da to je bil samo kot en špas.
Kaj pa je morda vaš najlepši spomin?
To je zelo malo težko rečeno, ker imamo dosti različnih spominov. Tako direktno, da bi lahko povdaril na eno zadevo, ne morem v resnici, ampak imamo pa ogromno prijetnih zadev. Ko je bila otvoritev, ne bom pozabil, seveda smo imeli vse sorte visoke oblasti tukaj in eden od tistih je seveda bil Vitlem. In kot Slovenc in slovenska navada, smo imeli vse sorte, kak se reče, sladkornih jedil. Ta, jaz sem opazoval ravno gospoda Vitlema, je prijel eno stvar, ko je sledala zelo prijetna, ampak jaz sem vedel, da za njegovo usta to ne bo in je v krisno vzel tišjo, robček, papirnati robček in je lepo zavil in dal na mizo.
To seveda govorimo zdaj o nekdanjem avstralskem premierju, ki je bil gospod Gough Whitlam.
Točno, točno ta, ja. Jaz mislim, da on je bil, ko temu rečem, embarrassed, ali pa presenečen, da te okus ni bil tisto, kaj je njemu pasalo. In je lepo zavil in je samo dal na stran, nikdaj ne bom pozabil.
Gospod Kukovec, kaj pa vi želite za prihodnost te organizacije?
Da bi šlo tako naprej, ker momentalno v resnici smo na takšnem položaju, da imamo vse, to se pravi od vseh mogočnosti in tako. Jaz se precej družim z berlinske sekcijo in imamo odlične pogodbe in do priznanja in tako, da je absolutno človek ne more vprašati lepše in boljše.
Gospod Emilijan Kukovec, še enkrat v imenu naših poslušalcev vam iskreno čestitam za to priznanje, ki ste ga prejeli, zasluženo priznanje za vaše nesebično, dolgoletno požrtvovano delo med slovensko skupnostjo, še posebej tukaj na klubu Triglav. In hvala lepa, da ste se nam pridružili na radiju, nekaj več povedali, kaj se vi spomnite v zadnjih 45 letih, odkar klub stoji.
Ogromno lepih stvari. Dosti, ko bi temu človek rekel, presenečenih. Največjo presenečenje je bilo, ko sem prišel iz počitne Slovenije in telefoniral eni kolegici, v tem primeru je bila Marta Magajna. Ja pravi, Triglava ni več in to je bilo veliko presenečenje. Ne bi se rad podal podrobnosti, ker so precej zapletene, ampak to je bilo veliko presenečenje.
Ampak Triglav še stoji tukaj in St. John's Parku.
Absolutno. In upam, da bo še stal.
Lepo, da ste tako ganjen in ste lahko zelo ponosni na vso, kar ste storili dobrega za ta klub in za vse člane, kot tudi za širšo slovensko skupnost v Sidneju. Hvala lepa, gospod Kukovec, za tale pogovor in res vidim, da ste ganjen, kar je nekaj posebnega za mene in za naše poslušalce. Hvala lepa.
Hvala tebi, Janko. Nimo dosti dodat, v glavnem upamo, da gremo tako naprej.
Hvala lepa še enkrat, da ste se nam tukaj pridružili na radiju.
Hvala lepa tebi in se slišimo, ja.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS na ta dan, petek 8. julija in upam, da uživate v poslušanju. Kar dve Danici, Danica Šajn in Danica Gržel, sta prejeli priznanje za dolgoletno delo na področju izobraževanja in šolstva. Oba sta tudi dolgoletni pevki v zboru Južne zvezde. Takole smo se pogovarjali v nedeljo 12. junija po proslavi v klubu Triglav.
Dear listeners, Slovenian program on SBS Radio, I'm surrounded by Danicas. I've got Danica Shane on one side and Danica Gržel on the other side. Both well-known members of our Slovenian community. Second generation, born here, but proud of their Slovenian background and very actively involved, not only within the Slovenian community, but within the wider Australian community in a number of ways. Both have received awards for their outstanding contribution to education over the years. I've spoken to both on radio, and I'd like to welcome both Danicas onto SBS once again, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Lenti.
It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
Danica, you taught in Slovenia. You yourself have been very, very involved in education. You have a passion for education. And that education is ongoing.
Yes, that's right. My latest venture is actually starting up a tutoring centre where children who need remedial maths or English can attend. So I've been trying to grow that business and succeeding somewhat, I must say, for about 2 years now.
It's fantastic. And you do that from home?
No. I have a proper centre just a stone's throw from Narellan Shopping Centre in the middle of one of the fastest growing suburbs in Australia.
Danica, your involvement in education, your contribution, tell us more about what you've done.
Yeah, I started way back in the 80s. I taught at Slovenian School at Marylands at the St. Raphael Centre. I thought they were the best years. Lots and lots of kids. It was buzzing. There was music, singing. It was just a great atmosphere, and we still had at that time Sister Miriam, and we had another priest, Pater Lawrence, and he ran the choir. It was fantastic, like a really buzzing atmosphere, and I just really enjoyed teaching Slovenian, speaking Slovenian, and then the kids were just so enthused. It was just wonderful.
Dan, it's a shame you taught at Slomskva Shola as well back in the 90s.
That's right. Back in the 90s, the Slomskva Shola wasn't operating, and I spoke to Father Valerian at the time, and he said yes, that he would like to start up the school again. And within a couple of years of working with Christine Schuber, then also Danica Gržel joined us there.
What are your aspirations now with regards to education? Danica Shane, you've started a successful business with tutoring. What about you, Danica Gržel?
Even today I look around and I see so many young kids with Slovenian backgrounds. I don't know, I'm just looking at, I wonder where with the Slovenian language at the moment, whether there's scope that it can still be taught or through music or something like that. I don't know, I'm thinking just looking at all that, where the possibility is. I've got my sister's kids who I know, you know, would like a little bit more involvement. So I don't know, I've planted a seed. I'm just thinking about it at the moment, looking at where to with all these young kids. We've got lots of young kids, and just what, you know, where to next with the Slovenian language.
Danica Shane, your parents were a major driving force in establishing this club, Klub Triglav. That must make you very proud.
Well, yes, I think it does. To me, Triglav is a bit like a home away from home. I've spent so many hours, days, weeks and years here because Mum and Dad started coming to Triglav way back in the early 70s. So pretty much, you know, every major function we've been here, and Dad was very much involved in the building because he was a concreter, so we did a lot of the concreting work here. And Mum was always helping in the kitchen, eventually on the committee. It has been a big part of my life.
And Danica, your involvement within the Slovenian community, besides teaching, both of you are singers.
Yeah, we both sing in Southern Stars. We've been there for a long time. We just really enjoy it. We sing at Mass, and then we feel very privileged to get asked, like we sang today, things like that. We're still involved as much as we can be and still enjoy it.
Congratulations to both Danica Shane and Danica Gurgel, and keep up the great work within the community. And within the wider Australian community, I haven't even mentioned that Danica has been involved with the Greens at the state level, and we've spoken to her a couple of times on the radio about that. You both deserve all the accolades you can get. Thank you for speaking with us today on SBS Radio.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenti. Thank you very much.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Hilda Širec je prejela priznanje kot oseba slovenskega porekla za velike dosežke v širši avstralski skupnosti. Z njo sem prav tako posnel naslednji kratek pogovor.
I welcome Hilda Širec, one of today's award recipients at Triglav Club, onto SBS Radio. Hilda, congratulations on this prestigious award, and please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great honour to receive this award today on behalf of the Triglav Club. And my background, I've been part of the Australian Federal Police now for 15 years. So I've been helping out the community in Canberra, where I spent about 11 years, and now I've been back in Sydney for the last few years.
You spent some time in Afghanistan. Tell us about the work you were doing there.
Yeah, so I spent some time in Afghanistan in 2012 for about just under 12 months, training and building capacity with the Afghan National Police, helping them rebuild, I suppose, their police force following all the years of war that they've been part of.
Surely that would have made you a little bit nervous, despite your expertise.
Well, yeah, and there was, you know, quite a number of security provisions put in place. So we were very well looked after by the Australian government security provisions. Certainly security was a high issue for all members deployed to Afghanistan. And as long as we adhere to those protocols, we were able to do some meaningful work.
And MH17, it's coming up to 2 years since that tragedy, and your involvement in that?
Yeah, so I was part of the Australian investigation team that went forward and was fortunate enough to be part of the individuals went into the crash site to commence investigations. Big tragedy, obviously, with a lot of scrutiny on what occurred, and I just was part of a bigger machine that was hoping to find some answers in regard to the downing of that plane.
It is a tragedy. What sort of answers have they found in the last 23 months?
Obviously, the joint investigation team will be, putting forward their initial report. And, you know, some time ago, a report came out about confirming that it was, you know, obviously brought down by external means, and still searching for answers. Obviously, the joint investigation team run out of The Hague there, searching for answers and bringing those responsible to account for the tragedy that occurred.
Onto a happier topic, your involvement within the Slovenian community and how you feel as an Australian Slovenian.
Yeah, extremely proud to be an Australian Slovenian. It's always been a part of my heritage And obviously my mother and father, being migrants here, were actually met in Australia and brought up all their children here. Where we stand today is a big part of my life. My father was the caretaker of Triglav in the late 70s, I should say, and we actually lived on the property. So a lot of fond memories, and especially, concentrating on the importance of diversity within the community, and I found a really strong affinity with the Slovenian heritage here.
Hilda, once again, congratulations on your award today, and we wish you all the very best in your endeavours in the future, and you should be very proud of your achievements so far and what you shall be achieving in the future. Thank you once again for speaking with us on SBS Radio.
Thank you so much, and for the time that you've shown me today.
Gospa Marija in pokojni gospod Mirko Ritlop sta prijela posebno življenjsko priznanje za velike dosežke in delo v slovenski skupnosti. Lepo je, da se je gospa Marija tudi oglasila na naši oddaji in sva se takole pogovarjala, pa poslušajmo.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pred mikrofon sem povabil dobitnico gospo Marijo Ritlo in najprej gospa iskrene čestitke za to veliko priznanje, ki ste ga prijeli danes.
Hvala lepa.
Povejte nekaj več o vašem življenju, nekaj smo že slišali danes, ampak za naše poslušalce, ki morda ne vedo vas in ki niso bili prisotni danes. Kdo ste, kdaj ste prišli v Avstralijo, kje ste se rodili v Sloveniji?
Ja, jaz sem Marija Ritl, rojena sem na Srednji Bistrici. Mož je bil iz Črencovec, Mirko Ritl. Tam sva se poročila, ko sva imela dva hčerke, pa sva bežala čez mejo in prišla od kempa do kempa v Avstralijo. Tukaj sva začela delati. Prvo leto že kupila hišo, da sva dala stanare notri, obe dva delala in tako smo napredovali naprej. Prvo leto sva bila na plesu v Paddingtonu, sva se odčlanila v slovenskom društvu in tam delala 10 let, kar je bilo treba kuhati, spečti in pomagati. Polko so se pa razdelili, smo šli za Triglav, pa spet začeli tukaj nič, ker nismo imeli nič, smo mogli delati piknike, zabave, pa plese, vse, samo da smo napravili nekaj denara, smo kupili to zemljo, ki je zdaj Triglav, tam je bila gor mala bajta, šet smo zvali in smo tak naprej predovali.
Ste gotovo zelo zavedna Slovenka in še posebej v tem letu, ko praznujemo 25. obletnico slovenske samostojnosti. Tukaj na tem klubu, tukaj na klubu Triglav, se je veliko dogajalo med tistem zgodovinskim času 25 leti, ko je šlo za našo tako imenovano bitko za Slovenijo v Avstraliji.
Ja, zelo. Posebno midva sva zmeraj bila pripravljena. Kdokoli je prišel iz Slovenije, slovenske izseljenske matice, so pri nam stanovali, tako da smo gledali na njih, 11 se njih vse skupaj imela. Tudi bil je Milan Kučan in ne bom več imenovala vseh, kateri so bili. Jaz sem pa zastopala Triglav na slovenskem izseljenskem pikniku v Škofji Loki. Tako da smo bili zmeraj za Triglav pripravljene delati, kar je bilo treba, poleg naše službe. Oba sva delala pa poleg naše službe, za vikende pa smo delali tukaj.
Gospa Marija Ritlo, jaz še enkrat iskrene čestitke v imenu naših poslušalcev za to veliko priznanje, kot tudi vašemu pokojnemu možu, zagotovo ponosno gleda dol, tudi oba dva zelo zaslužna za to priznanje in hvala lepa, da ste se nam tudi predstavili na Radio SBS in vse najboljše.
Hvala lepa, tudi vam sem hvala lepa in Triglavo, Petro in vsi, ki so zraven, da so pripravili ta lep dan.
Družina Šuber je spoštovana ne le v Sidneju, ampak tudi med slovensko skupnostjo širom Avstralije. Walt Šuber, ki je bil pobudnik za priznanje Slovenca leta v New South Walesu v klubu Triglav, je prijel priznanje za promocijo slovenske kulture med skupnostjo. In kaj bo nam povedal Walter? Pa prisluhnimo.
Walter, dobrodošao, lepo pozdravljen na naši slovenski odaje. Welcome to our Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Congratulations on receiving your award for your huge involvement in the Slovenian community.
Thank you very much for your kind words. It's been a wonderful celebration in the sense that we've had 45 years of Triglav, but also celebrating those wonderful 25 years of Slovenian Svobodnost in Slovenia. So we're very, very grateful that all that was here this afternoon.
To many of us, we didn't know you were born in Slovenia.
Mate, I was born in Koper, beautiful part of Slovenia.
True.
Down in beautiful, sunny Primorska. So cheerio to everybody back home.
Why the keen interest in the Slovenian community? Because so many others of your vintage, of your generation, don't care.
Well, look, I think it's a passion. My parents always spoke Slovenian, so Alda and Albin Schubert always spoke Slovenian to my brother and I, Robert. So we've had a wonderful upbringing. We've had a lot of Slovenian influences over the years, and to be honest with you, we've spent a lot of time going backwards and forwards to Slovenia over the years that we've been in Australia. We've not lost that cultural connection, but more importantly, also that family connection as well. So I've been involved in Slovenian community down in Wollongong and in Sydney. I met a wonderful lady called Christina.
She's wonderful.
She is wonderful, and we had three fantastic kids. So, look, overall, it's been a marvellous transition in my life. I've enjoyed my single years where we've actually had the pleasure of going up to Slovenia and enjoying, shall we say, some of the activities in Slovenia with festivals and things like that. And to have that culture here in Australia is also wonderful. So every now and again we get together. We've got a lot of Slovenian friends that we keep in touch, and we keep that culture happening.
Walter, being born in Slovenia, what are your thoughts about the 25th anniversary of Slovenian independence and Slovenia today?
Look, I think it's wonderful to see that Slovenia did get independence. I think every country needs to have its own identity, and we have that. We have our own specific culture, one that I'm very proud of and very passionate about, and I think we all should be. Look, not everybody can be as passionate because either they have business interests or they are busy doing other things, but every now and again I think to get together and enjoy a wonderful Slovenian polka or enjoy a wonderful meal or talk about some of the things that we did 20 or 30 years ago if we're the particular age that we are, to enjoy some of those wonderful memories, I think they're fantastic. And I think it's important to recognise that Slovenia has gone through that transition. We're also going through that transition with them and acknowledge that they're difficult times, but we've got difficult times here as well, in particular with the economy and things like that. But good people overcome these things, and I'm sure that with a lot of get up and go, I'm sure they'll do that as well in Slovenia. We certainly wish them well, and we'll be supporting them all the way.
Walter, thank you for speaking with us today on SBS Radio. We wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
Thank you, Lenti. We really appreciate that. And to everybody, thank you very much. Lepa hvala i na svidenje.